Hello, hello, hello. Good day, good day, good day, everyone. Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm feeling so much gratitude flowing through me right now. I feel really blessed. You know, I feel like 2018 has been a major year of transformation and intense, rapid growth and so much change that I honestly feel like a completely different person. I kind of feel like I remember what 2018 felt at the beginning of it, and I don't feel like that anymore. So many blessings, right? And I know what it feels like. If you're not feeling the blessings right now and you're not feeling the gratitude, believe me, it was not always easy for me to feel them either until just, I feel like I turned some sort of corner recently. You know, I have been really entering into a deeper place of gratitude in my life, and I'm telling you, it is paying off. I'd like to take a moment before we move into talking about 2019. You might be listening to this audio right before 2019 starts, or you might be listening to this audio after 2019 starts. And I am so happy to be a part of that journey for you, because right now I'd like for us to just take a moment and reflect on 2018. And in doing so, I'd like for you to close your eyes right now. Sit in your chair and take some slow and deep breaths. A couple more. One more. Move this breath in through your nose this time, out through your mouth. On the next one, in through your nose, out through your mouth, and make a sound on the out breath. Good. Moving into a normal breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Just moving it into a rhythmic breath, a deeper breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Good. Thank you. So now, taking a moment to reflect on 2018, if there is one beautiful thing that happened that you are so grateful for, what is that? Bring it up into your consciousness right now. What was that one thing? Something that might have happened, someone you might have met, something you felt like you learned. What was it? Good. Now, reflecting on 2018, what was something that you felt very challenged by? You might come up with more than one challenge. Think about these challenges or challenge right now. And what are they? Good. Maybe it didn't feel so good, but thank you for being brave and remembering them as we are moving into 2019 here. I'd like you to take a moment and just think about your challenge. That's really was, maybe it's still challenging and it was intense and it still is. As you think about this challenge, I want you to see what it's doing to your body. Perhaps you're surprised that you feel no resistance in your body by thinking about this challenge. Maybe you feel no tension in your throat or your chest or your stomach. Perhaps just by thinking about it, you already start to feel some energy starting to store in one of those three areas. Where might you find some stuck energy? So breathing into that area of your body now. If you're finding no tension, congratulations. It sounds like you've done some good work with that challenge in this year, and you have different work to do coming up in 2019, and we can talk about that here soon. breathing into that part of your body, giving that part of your body now a chance to speak to you. What does it say? Can you just hear it now saying, I hear you. I feel you. I see you. Saying that out loud, I hear you. I feel you. I see you. To understand here that any tight or tense energy simply is stuck or stored energy that did not get processed or is creating fear for you or tension in the body just by simply thinking about it. That thought immediately causes the body to create tension, to store it for you somewhere in the body. So by you giving acknowledgement to the energy, letting it speak and seeing it, it starts to release it. It starts to let it go. It starts to give you an understanding of what it is and where it came from. All kinds of good stuff can come from this. So now I'd like you to think about 2019. I'm sure you've heard of what's called New Year's resolutions, yes? Well, what do you resolve? What does that even mean? What is a resolution? Something you want to resolve in this next year, okay? If there was something that you want to resolve in this next year, and find ways to even a resolution of this resolve, right? I see that as, for instance, I want to resolve finding a deeper connection with myself. And by resolving this, I know I'll find resolution in the sheer idea of resolving that I'm going to do it. Because by me saying yes to doing it, like really going for it and resolving to do it, I find resolution, whether it is easy or it's difficult, because I'm moving forward. That's what I love about resolutions, is that we're saying out loud to the universe, I'm moving forward. I'm ready to change something. I'm ready to create something in my life. And by doing that and stating it out loud and having clarity, the universe is able to say, okay, I'm going to work with her on that. I'm going to work with him on that. She's saying yes. He's saying yes. The universe says yes. Did you know that? If you say yes, the universe says yes. So if you say, I'm tired, the universe says, yes, you're tired. If you say, I'm not good enough, the universe says, you're not good enough. It just says yes to us. Yes, yes, yes. So if that's true, what do you want the universe to say yes to you on this year? Meaning the universe is going to support you on whatever direction you take, however way you are with yourself. So in 2019, can you resolve to move forward in your life? Can you resolve to say yes to change? Can you resolve to saying yes to transformation and no longer remaining in suffering to learn, choosing suffering to learn? Because it is true, it is a choice. And would you like to become not only resolved in moving forward, but come to some sort of resolution that you are going to do this? And that by the end of 2019, resolution has happened. You feel it. The change has happened. The transformation has happened. You have moved forward in your life. There's no more stuck, limiting energies that are here to stifle you or stop you. You see that all life that's happening is happening in support of you to move forward. Forward, not remain stuck. So that being said, for 2019, what would you like to make as your resolution or resolutions? Think of them right now. What might they be? This is powerful. The more clarity you have, the more clarity you have with the universe, the more the universe can work with you to support you, to guide you, direct you, assist you. Say yes to you. Say yes to your desires, your wishes to move forward. I'm wanting you to come up with 1 to 3 resolutions right now. Thinking them within your consciousness right now. Take a minute. Deeply breathing throughout. in through your nose, out through your mouth. You're starting to notice any tension in the body or any tight energy just by thinking about this. Please breathe into that spot in your body. See if you can stay out of the mind right now. The mind will psychologically process everything I'm saying right now, all day long if it could. See if you can take all your attention and all your awareness into your heart. Let's make these resolutions from your heart space. 1 to 3 resolutions from the heart. Visually see your heart. You might want to place your hands over your heart, touch your heart. Good. Bringing all your attention and all your awareness into your radiant, beautiful heart. What are your resolutions? Stay in your heart as you think of them. Let your heart do the thinking, in fact. Set yourself free from the mind. What do you wish for yourself in 2019? Honor yourself, whatever you choose. Choose from a place of self-love if you can. Set goals if you wish, but self-loving goals. If you might already be hard on yourself, that you can feel it from your way you're speaking about your resolution, see if you can shift it into a place of being more self-loving as you create them. I want to be more gentle on myself. I choose to work in a job that I love. I choose to become a more kind person. My resolution is to take better care of my body and treat my body temple with love. Good. So what are they? Taking a deep breath and letting it go. One more. On the out breath, make a sound. And I'm just going to now move us into a lovely prayer for 2019 to help us all move into a place of self-love, patience, and belief in oneself as we move through 2019 and really move forward with this place of taking action based on the resolutions that we chose. Day by day, chipping away at whatever our resolutions are. Some days we might be really on it, and some days we might not be. And to know that simply taking action the best we can each day is the goal. Okay? So I'd like you to take another deep breath. Once more. Please close your eyes. Please place yourself on a seat if you're not already seated. Put your hands over your heart. And please repeat after me. Dear Mother, Father, God, Goddess. Repeat after me. I ask you, please, to be with me during this prayer. Take a deep breath. Thank you so much for your assistance, your love, your care, and support. Repeat those words, please. For 2019. Repeating these words, help me move forward and be brave. Repeating these words and make the changes that I need to make so that I can truly set myself free. Take a slow and deep breath. On the out breath, make a sound. And just listen to me and let the words of this prayer move through your heart as much as possible. Mother, Father, God, Goddess, I am so ready for your love and your support. I know that with you by my side, with you within my heart, anything is possible. I know that I am a divine expression of God, which means I truly do have limitless potential, limitless power, and limitless possibility available to me at all times. I see 2019 as a clean slate, a time for me to be the me that I truly am and to let go of anything and everything that I am not. I see that I am worthy of having a beautiful life. And whatever is not in my life or is in my life that is meant to come in to help me move towards that, or whatever needs to be let go of to help me move towards that goal, please, I ask you, let that be so. I ask you that any changes, any transformation that comes into my life in 2019, I ask for ease and grace and flow as it happens. No more learning through suffering and challenge and stress. I say yes to 2019 being a year of flow, self-love, caring, energy, and kindness for me, from me. Me being there for me, me having my own back more in this year than ever before. I deserve that. I'm ready for that. I say yes to that. Help me be courageous and brave as I move forward towards taking the action steps required to make forward momentum and change in my life. I can do this. I can do this. I call forward all angels, guides, and masters of mine to be here right now with me, to assist me on this journey, to remember who I truly am, and to let go of everything that I am not. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I am grateful. I am grateful for my life. I am grateful for everything that's ever happened to me, because it's brought me to this moment, to this place in time. And I'm grateful for what's happening right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Mother, Father, God, Goddess, 2019, let it be a year where I discover more and more of all the beautiful facets of me, the colors, all of me, every bit of me that's ready to come forward. My eyes are open. My heart is open. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Take a deep and slow breath, letting it go on the out breath. When you're ready, you may open your eyes. Thank you so much for joining me on this audio and prayer. I hope this was assistive for your 2019. It's exciting. A new year begins. Sending you all love and happy 2019. Many blessings. All right. Bye-bye.